Fine, we're on Chof Tes Amad Beis, the top of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. It says, Ein Shoinin, you may not Shoinin. So Shoinin means, we know, it means to do something a second time, right? Something that you used to do, we were Shoinin Mishnayas, right? You used to go over and do Chazar in your Mishnas. So Shoinin means you can't basically sieve your flour a second time, Kemach B'Yom Tov. Meaning, for sure you can't do it the first time, you can't use a sieve, you sieve your flour, but he's coming to say that even a second time, which you don't really accomplish so much, you're not allowed to do it. Let's look at Rashi. Yeah, the top Rashi, Ein Shoinin Kemach Shirok Dume Esmol. The dance with it, with that sieve over there, on Me Esmol, a ball of Shinoiso, and he came to do it a second time. Yeah, but Nofa with his sieve, left Yoiso, it's to beautify it. Ein Shoinin, you can't do it. So Evshalom Yesmol, because it was possible to do it from yesterday. You could do it a second time yesterday. Okay, now, Mishum Rebbe Papayis, in the name of Rebbe Papayis, the Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, and in the name of Yehuda ben Beseira, Amru Shoinim, they say you can a second time. Why? So let's look at Rashi for this, right? You may do it. Okay, Shoinim, Deleika Tircha, there's no Tircha over here, but Vadova Hanira, who? And it's quite apparent, Shazuhi Pamshniya is the second time. V'ein ze Marake Livro. It's not really Marake Livro. It's just kind of like making it a little bit nicer. Right? It's taking all most of the schmutz out. It's just. It's just. Okay, now.
Wait,
can I go back with
an
Anyamto? Marake Livro? It sounds like, yes.
I know, but why?
We had this earlier, right? Boire. Is permissible. We said, well, like a kli bore, it could be, it's problematic to do a sieve or something. We do water. Right. So that's the whole question back to the
earlier,
right. Yeah. So for Shoven, and everyone agrees though, im nofel l'soicha tzura, if on Yom Tov, let's say a pebble fell in, or kisim, or a splinter of wood, should shoin him, you're allowed to be shoin him. So I suppose this means because this was Efshar. Right, because the machmirim over there was because it was, you know, you should have sieved it a second time on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, and over here, what could you do? Tani Tana, the Brisa recited taught Kame de Ravina in front of Ravina, the following: Ein Shoinin Kemach on Yom Tov, you cannot sieve for a second time your Kemach on Yom Tov. Aval, but Nafal Tzuror Kisim, if a pebble or a splinter fell in, Bora Biyado, you can take it out with your hand. You don't sieve it out, but you take it out with your hand. So Amalei, says Ravina to him, he says, Kol Jekain to Osso. This is worse. You're trying to make it better. You do it with your fingers. It's worse, right? The Havi Leke Bore. This is like Bore. Bore generally you do with, a lot of times you do with your finger. You do with your fingers. So this is like an act of Bore. If you would have just sieved it for a second time, so it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really need sieving for a second time. And I suppose you don't relate, even though you, I suppose, get the stone out, but you... It's negligible, I suppose, something like that. But it seems to be saying that taking out with your hands looks more like bore, is more problematic. But if you just sieving a second time, because there's no really waste grain products, it will be better.
But bore is
it right now? So bore is a general term, right, of selecting.
Right.
So over there, but we have marakid is normally the sieve, is with the sieve, yeah.
Is that why it's a kid borer? Because it's not really borer. Borer would do with a cleat.
The funny thing is, you actually are allowed to do borer on Yom Tov sometimes, probably with kiborer. I suppose it's not really borer because, right, I think you're allowed to do borer.
So what
because he was, what's that?
So he's saying you shouldn't have done that
because
you could have used
a sieve.
What is it?
No, he's saying over here you're trying to like avoid sieving. But sieving, you know, at the end of the day, is not as... It would, in this particular case, would be better because you're really not accomplishing much with the sieving.
I'm sorry to ask a question, yeah. But it just confuses me. Like, borer is obviously where you're separating good and bad from each other.
Right.
That's like within one mixture. Here, like, it was pure, everything was okay, and then suddenly it fell. It was
right.
Happenstance.
Right.
It wasn't already a mixture. It's like, why? Just take it out, just get rid of it. What, mazet?
No,
it's not like you're actually like, oh, I've got a mixture of flour and stones and I'm trying to, this thing just fell in. It's not
true.
Like,
true. Where did that pebble come from? Okay, good. Fine. Dorash Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rava Bar Rav Huna made a drasha. Zuti. Okay, I don't know if it was a small Zuti, right? A piska upon the doorway, Dina Hadaya. Out of the place, Dalad is a prefix, of Nodaya. So basically, someone went to the entrance of the city and made a drasha.
Zuti is a name? Maybe it's the small, yeah, Rav Huna Zuti.
No, now maybe it's also small, but Zutra is normally small. Maybe it's the small Rav Huna, not the big Rav Huna, meaning the Mefursam kind of one. I have to check it out, but I'm not sure Zuti right means some maybe it's small.
Not the small entrance of Nahardah.
No. It wasn't the big one. Shoini Kemach Yom Tov. He says you may sieve your Kemach for the second time on Yom Tov. Okay, that's what he said, right? So Amaluhu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to the people around him, Puku, go out, Va'omrulay, and say to him, to La'aba, to my friend. That's what Rashi says, which is Rav Huna Zuti. Yeah, Shikilu, take to the soch your good, your favor, the shoddy, and throw it. Aleph is a prefix upon the Chizri, upon the thorns. Basically, you didn't. It says, go out and tell my friend. Yeah, take your good and throw it on the thorns. Yeah, why? Meaning that you're doing a favor by teaching people. Right? You think you're informing people, the masses, the uneducated masses. Okay. Puk, he says, go out. Take it, open your eyes. Puk, go out. Chazi, look. Kama Mahulta. How many Mahulta? Mahulta are sieves. Hadron going around Benadar. In Nardar. People know this already. You come and tell them, you're preaching to the people who already know it.
What is
Mahulta? Mahulta sieves, yeah. Yeah, Hadron are going around, but I don't. Now, now we're getting to the kitchen now. Debisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Ari Ephraim's very sensitive. It's not just Ephraim, it's also me, apparently. We love your music, but... Thank you, Anne. Look at that, what a man of tzaddik he is. You just carried on. Would you know? I don't know. Sorry. The visit of Rav Yosef. Okay, the wife of Rav Yosef, Nala Kimcha, she would have you wouldn't have. Oh, that was offensive, friend. I'm sorry. I would have carried on. I'm not one of those like daft. I'm really not. Some daft. Some people would have carried on. Okay, the visit of Rav Yosef. Okay, the wife of Rav Yosef, Nala Kimcha, she sieved Kimcha Kemach. Aleph is a prefix, agava on the back of the mahulta of a sieve. Okay, so basically she did a shinui. She did it on the back side of the sieve. Okay, Omalah, he said to his wife, Chozi, look, the honor of the eye, rifta, means bread, ma'al yaisa, good bread. I want, right, be'ina, I want. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, basically forget this shinui stuff. Just do it straight. Okay, that was one story. And on the contrast to that, the beast of the Rav Ashi, the wife of Rav Ashi, Nahala Kimcha, she was sieving Kimcha, right, Agava de Petura, on the back, Dalid is a prefix, Petura means a table. Yeah, Omer Rav Ashi, he says Rav Ashi, he comments, Ha Didan, this is Didan, is ours, which really means she's my wife. Yeah, his brate is the daughter de Rabbi Bochama, of Rabbi Bochama. But Rabbi Bochama, yeah, is Moro the Uvda. He's the master of deeds. Meaning he's Medak Deik B'Ma'asov. He's particular. He does things right. However, the Elav, and if it wouldn't be, Dalit is a priest, the Chazya that she saw, Mibay Nasha from the house, Nasha means a father's house. It says in the back, in the Sfasiyam, and also it's Mashim from Rabbeinu Chana, that means the father's. I don't know why it's Noshim, means father's house. Yeah, Lo Hava Ovda. She wouldn't do it. So obviously she saw this from her home. She was from a learned household, particularly in the household. So you shouldn't do it directly.
Wait, so what did she do? She did it on the table?
On the back of the table. I don't know what that means. It means yeah, she did shinui. Over here, quite easy. You can flip these tables over and do it on the back of the table quite easily if you want a demonstration. What's that? Some people say the back of the sieve. I don't know. But the point is, she did a shinui with Shonim. Okay. Now, the next bit is very quick, very straightforward. Okay. Now, Masnisin. Hoylech Odom. A person can go. Eitzel Chenvoni, his shopkeeper, her regular etzlo that he's familiar with, his local shopkeeper, Va'oimaloi, and he can say to him, no, Tenli baits him first, eggs, Ve'egoizim, and nuts, Baminion, give me this amount, give me 30 eggs, please, right, and also give me 55 nuts. Shekain, because, Derech Balabayis, because even in people's households, people count out things, so it's not business-like. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Good. Sounds good. That was a good example, Frank. I like that. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. We got a braisa. Hoylich Adam Eitzel Roya. A person go to his local shepherd. Yeah, Rogiletzlo. He used to also, on the side, used to sell animals. Yeah, the Oimaloi, it says, Tenli Gdi, give me a kid, goat, Echad, or Tle Echad, or give me a lamb. Yeah, or alternatively, person go, Eitzel Tabach, he'll go by the butcher, Harogiletzlo, and the Oimaloi, and he can say to him, Tenli, oh, so there's a different girth over here, it says, Kosef Echad, I prefer that, yeah, one shoulder. You know, Katif, we get that in the stores, Katif, or Yerech Echad, or give me some bit of a leg, yeah. Eitzel patem. Petem means somebody who fattens animals. Here it means fattens birds. You'll see in context. Horogiletzlo, that he usually goes to him. And Va'omelo, ten li tor echad, give me one pigeon. Or goizel echad, or give me a little chick pigeon. Yeah? Or you can go eitzel, a fattened one. Eitzel nochtem horogiletzlo. Now here's the next one's a baker right now. Va'omelo, ten li kiko echad, give me one loaf. Or gluska achas, or give me a bun. The Eitzel Chenvoni Harogiletzlo, he goes to a shopkeeper who is regal by him. But Omerlo, Tenli Esrim Beitzim, give me 20 eggs. Or Chamishim Egoizim, or 50 nuts. Asara Farsakin, or 10 peaches. For Chamisha Rimonim, 5 pomegranates. For Esra Chechod. And you like this list is very healthy. Oh, yeah.
There must be something specific.
Yeah, this is deep stuff over here. For Esra Chechod. One Esra. Leve Chod.
By the way, he's saying you need each of these,
or
do you say this, or this?
Either. I think so. I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, but you're right. It could be either or all. It's a big list. Or.
Oh, that's a little more problematic.
Well, you see. Oh, very good. So that's good. Look, because this is right. Well, you're on fire today, Frank. That's really good. Look, Ubevad, the disclaimer. Ubevad, Shilo Yaski Los Chomida. But you can't make up a. Well, we're going to say the accounting. You can't mention the measure. Oh, so let's look at Rashi learns measure over here. I didn't, right? He learns Kabbal Kabbalah. He can't get into the volumes over here.
There's a difference between the number and the measure.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Good. Very good. But. Look at this, yeah? But if it's money-wise, then it's a problem. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar met Obavad, as long as Yaski Luschum Mechach. Numbers with regards to money, though, is a problem. Money with regards to the product is not a problem, but money with regards to the accounting would be a problem. Okay, Mr. Shem, Hadron Allah, Ein Sodin. What's that, Frank?
No, but according to him, you could mention the volume.
Maybe, yeah, the question is a machlokas. Good point. Again. Okay, shkoyach, everybody. Kol kavod, mazel tov. Amazing accomplishment. Well done. Yeah. The shop, I think the shopkeeper is Jewish over here as well. That's what you use. Yeah, it's a Rogiletzlo. That's what he said. You got to go. What's that, Richard? Tosis is a Nochri? Even a Nochri. Oh, very good. Tosis is even a Nochri. Sure, a Jew. He has to, listen, you remember if it's got a bit of it's money related.
It's a pretty good list.
Yeah. Okay, bye. I think Moshe Chaim was here today.